walking around in a sweatshirt.
Isn't that interesting, Jason, how that acclimating, you know, where that happens, you know, a lot of those places. You see all those big parkas and you're going, it's 50. It's t-shirt weather.
Yeah. They have gloves on and face masks.
Well, Jason, you say you're in Nashville, but hey, you're going to be back in Iowa just pretty soon.
Yeah, we'll be up there Saturday there in Corning, Iowa, and I can't wait to actually see the theater. I love those theaters. I was out with Clint Black last year and a lot of the theaters that he was playing at, and I just really just started loving those. And Iowa actually has some really neat theaters in it, and Corning is one of them.
Okay.
I cannot wait to even just go and look at.
And we'll talk more about that if we have a minute. But, Jason, you're going to be there this Saturday, I believe the 16th. And what time does your concert start?
Yeah, doors open at 6:30 and the concert starts at 7.
Okay. Well, Jason, let's talk about, I know people are going to want to know what kind of music they're going to be hearing from you.
Well, we consider it music in the middle, kind of. You know, being from Iowa, I come from a coal mining family, truck driving, farming. You know, I was raised in a working family, and that's the kind of music I sing. I don't mind other music, you know, about alcohol and stuff like that. But we try to put on a positive, family-friendly show, and we try to promote just, you know, small towns. You know, the dad that gets up in the 5 o'clock in the morning that, you know, doesn't really feel like it, but he does. You know, he looks at his kids, and that gives him the strength to do it. So, you know, I guess everyone down here has been calling it Midwest music or Midwest country music, and if that's where they want me to put, you know, I'm fine with that.
And will you be including some gospel?
I might throw some Amazing Grace in and stuff like that.
It's always
a
favorite.
To throw that out there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that kind of relates. I'm going to talk a little more about your beginning, because when and where did you start to sing?
I started singing when I was about 4 years old in church, but it was close to about 6 or 7 when my grandma actually had me learn a song called It Is No Secret. And she put me in front of the congregation there at First Baptist Church in Pella, Iowa. And from there, it went from that to going to nursing homes and entertaining the people there, and then the Bill Riley talent contest shows, and then it just kind of grew from there. And back then, I didn't get paid for it. I did it because my grandma would buy me a nice country western shirt to wear.
Got to have a little bonus there, a little motivation. But obviously, you enjoyed singing in front of a group of people.
Yeah, I did. You know, I've always enjoyed it. It seemed like it was the one thing that I got was appreciated for, and I liked the attention and everything. And so, yeah, I guess I was an attention hound or something.
Well, you know, it's just within some people. And, you know, starting at that young age, it's interesting to me, Jason. So often we talk about, oh, there's a new person, instant success on the horizon. I don't think there's very many of those instant successes. I think most of them are like you.
Yeah, it takes a while. I think lately there's been a lot more. I'm in my 10 years since my first song actually went on radio, and I'm kind of what they considered a late bloomer, but it's actually helped. But, you know, we've got a lot of, you know, I'm going over the Grammys. I'm a Recording Academy member, so I get to vote. And, you know, I'm looking at, like, Sam Hunt, you know, I'm Ashley Monroe. I mean, there's a lot of these people that, you know, Brandi Clark. There's a lot of these younger artists that just seems like they're budding faster, if that makes any sense.
Okay, sure. But they still had to have some experience there when they were younger and kind of, you know, somehow. I think they had to put some work in somewhere. Somebody didn't just push a magic button and say, okay, you're a star.
No. I mean, it's definitely work. And I think that a lot of the people, too, that are kind of thrown into it, like Daniel Bradbury, for instance, I've watched her career very closely over the past 4 years. And she was out with Thomas Rhett, Brett Eldredge this past winter. And I was out there with him, and I wasn't playing, but I was working for Brett. And you could see her grow, and it's like, it's fun to sing, but there's a lot of work involved that a lot of people don't see. So
I think it's
neat to watch that.
Yes. So what instrument do you play?
I play acoustic guitar.
Okay.
And, And I play a little bit of electric lead, but I'm not all that great at it, and it's kind of hard for me to focus on playing lead and sing at the same time. So I'll have a lead guitar player there with me. And
okay, so you will have a band with you when you're in Corning? Is that correct?
We're gonna have a three-piece. Since it's a theater, I like to try to keep it as intimate as possible, uh-huh, so that people can actually listen to the music and not get thrown out of their seats. I just really, truly believe that just really breathes life into the song. It adds some air, and we can connect a lot better with the crowd. And it's kind of like sitting in the living room, you know, and just sitting there. And that's kind of how I like to do the theater shows. I like to try to make it more one-on-one, or more of a personal experience.
Okay. Jason, we mentioned that this is at the Corning Opera House and that you like that kind of setting and that it's much more personal. Well, one of the things that happens, of course, is there were tons of volunteer hours put into restoring that Corning Opera House, and started in 2000. Their grand opening was in 2012. And
wow.
Jason, I think it's a bonus for people if they've not been to the Corning Opera House. They can come and hear you and enjoy your music, but they get to see this renovated opera house that has a history starting back in 1900.
Yeah, I think it was like 1890 something. I could be wrong. But yeah, I kind of did some. I think you're absolutely right. I think people coming out and supporting things like that, there's a ton of volunteer work. There's a lot of history with that Corning Opera House, as there is a lot of great theaters, you know, like Greenfield and places like that. There's a lot of great history to it. So, yeah, I mean, if anything, come and look at the Corning Opera House and then enjoy a little show.
And listen to you can do both of those kinds of things. It's part of the ambiance, the music and the opera house and so on. So, Jason, you mentioned that you play different places. You're not always what I don't really know what I'm talking about, but the front man, you're also working with other people.
Yeah, I come from a working family, and I was a truck driver for Baker Electric there in Des Moines. I worked in the warehouse, and I was an electrician before that, and so I have my CDL, and I drive tour buses when I'm not playing. Like right now, it's kind of the slow season, and we don't have that many shows, so I've had the pleasure of going out and touring with, Florida Georgia Line. Clint Black was probably one of my favorites, mm-hmm, actually, going out with him. Brett Eldridge is who I drive for mainly right now. But we got a new single that we're actually going into the studio to record in a couple of weeks and going to be throwing that out and promoting it this year.
Great.
So not sure how much driving I'll be doing for him, but I've been out with them as guitar techs, and some other friends, going out with them. And it's really neat to just kind of see how everything, you know, the behind the scenes and the little things that I never really known, like watching Brett work, has been a big, huge, positive learning experience for me, because I thought I knew it all. But I was so wrong when you actually see how much work during the day is involved, you know, writing songs and how they do that, how they schedule the radio and how they schedule their day for the show and all the people that are involved, even for the Corning show. I mean, there's a lot of people involved in that, you know, setting it up, advertising it, the sound man, you know, getting there early. It's just not a 90-minute show. You know, people don't just show up, plug in, and hey, we're off.
I think that's really important to talk about, Jason. We're talking with Jason Brown, who's going to be performing in Corning this coming Saturday night. And Jason, you mentioned a new song. Is that one you wrote?
No, it isn't. It's one that Phil O'Donnell wrote with Jimmy Ritchie and Ed Hill, and we went over, gosh, I think we probably listened to close to 300 and something songs. 289 was the last count, but there's a bunch of other songs that just kind of come in and go, but this is the one that kind of stuck out. We signed a producer deal with my very first producer that I ever worked with to have the Dream Album out. And this is the song that everyone pointed at and said, hey, this is where we're at. This is the direction we're going. This is a perfect song for Jason to step out. And this will be our first radio release. And I think it's been 4 years. So we're really excited about it. And it's the song, I don't know if I can say, I'm just going to say this name. The name of the song is called Old Soul.
Okay, so we'll
love the song.
We'll be looking forward to hearing that. But before that, we can come and hear you in person, get better acquainted with you, Jason Brown, at the Corning Opera House this Saturday evening. And doors open again at, you said, 6:30?
Yep.
Okay.
Doors open at 6:30 and the show starts at 7.
Okay. And if you want more information, you can go online to the Corning Opera House and they can tell you about tickets and all that sort of thing. But we want to thank you very much, Jason Brown, for visiting with us. Best wishes for Saturday and for your new release.
Well, thank you so much for having me on Backyard and Beyond, and just appreciate it so much.
Okay. Until next time, here's a thought. Without music, life would be a mistake.
And we'd like to thank you for joining us today for Backyard and Beyond with LaVon Eblen.